Celebrate America's 250th with Dish. For a limited time, get an extra $250 off when you sign up. Call 888-ADD-DISH or visit dish.com today and use code DISH250 to claim your $250 savings. That's 888-ADD-DISH. Offer ends August 12th. Terms apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for watching the podcast. We are currently on our way back from San Francisco while this episode comes out. And so I want to thank everybody for being at the taping of the Netflix special. Come July, right back on the road. July 16th through the 18th, I'm going to be at New York Comedy Club in Stamford and then Montreal just for laughs. I'm going to be there July 25th at Club Soda doing an hour. So it's going to be, you know, mostly the Netflix hour. If you didn't hear it, I didn't go to Montreal on the tour, plus some new jokes. But then after that, it's all me working on new stuff. So I will see you in Albany, July 31st and 1st at the Albany Funny Bone. And then I will be, just go to danceoder.com. What am I doing? Just go to danceoder.com. After Albany, go to danceoder.com. It's all there. We all put it up. But I'm on the road working on a new hour. So come check it out. I hope you like it. There's going to be some real humdingers on there. There's going to be some real shitty ones too. So just come see it. Come watch it get birthed. Watch me push them out on the road. But thank you for watching the podcast.
Aw, you're... Okay, don't lick my mouth. All right, see? Don't lick my mouth. You licked my mouth. Right on.
Oh. People are like, why do you put Myrtle in the kennel? You're like, she's a fucking problem.
Oh, lick my mouth all over. Oh, his dog sexually assaulted me.
I get the first cancel of because of my dog.
Have you been canceled yet?
I think that's only for people that work with networks.
Right.
People that, where you have a boss.
Right.
I think like, right. Mike, it'd be funny if you canceled me, Mike. If Homeless Pimp was like, you're done. No more podcasting. Oh, but how am I going to sell my wares?
But how am I going to ruin my wife's nice apartment?
First off.
Licked me this on is my nail. Apartment. See, I never grew up with dogs. I don't have a dog. And so whenever they like do shit like that, it's shocking to me.
You really?
I never grew up with a dog, never had anything.
Did you have a cat?
Nothing.
No animals.
Jewish parents who are like, I don't want to take care of anything.
The Danda. They were like, now Dan, where did you grow up?
Long Island.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. We talked about your dad loving sports.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, your dad, there he is. Yeah, WWE. Love it.
Michael Che took us.
Did he?
And we got free socks.
Did you get to see Michael Che nerd out about wrestling at all?
It's crazy.
It's very fun, isn't it?
It's really cute.
I go to wrestling with him.
You weren't there. You weren't at Monday Night Raw. I got a hat and a backpack and socks.
He took me to Monday Night Raw. See that chair right there? I got that chair with Michael Che.
I got a chair too.
Isn't it cool? I got like five of them bitches.
I gave it to a teenager whom...
That's probably what I should have done.
Yeah.
But instead...
You kept it your teenage self.
As a giant child, I kept
it. I'm jealous that you live over here. I want to live over here.
Why move over here?
I don't think...
There's like kids in my building that it disgusts me how young they are that they live in this building.
Like it's there. It's like they went from Murray Hill to here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you go like, it took me 15 years living under a train in Queens. And I had to get on a successful television show for 7 years. And then I had to marry a woman with an Emmy.
Good for her. Yeah. I love her. And she's beautiful. Great.
She was sweet. She was very mad she wasn't here today.
Is she at work?
Yeah.
I feel the dog slime on my face.
Oh, you still do? Oh, I'm going to have to explain that Myrtle assaulted you to Katie. So did you ever as a kid want a, like a pet? Did you ever like do the thing where you're like, for my birthday, can I have a puppy?
I knew better to ask for anything.
That sounds almost abusive where you're like, I knew.
Well,
I knew the hand of my father would strike me.
Is the podcast started?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you were fidgeting around so much, I wasn't even sure.
Oh, I probably should have told you we just start recording. This is Sarah Sherman. She's crazy talented. Watch everything she does. Is that?
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I think I wanted a dog, but my parents were like, well, who's going to wipe its ass? You?
Just very Jewish parents' responses. Yes. Well, yes. Then they're going to bite something of great value.
Yeah, no, exactly. And they were, and of course, I'm very Jewish as well.
Yeah. What if that changed all of a sudden? What? You go, he got very icy when he found out.
All of a sudden.
He got very,
your
like,
dog I'm that like, sexually assaulted me.
She kissed you on the face.
She slimed on my face, straight on my up. Mouth. She slimed on my mouth.
She slimed your mouth, dude.
And so it was slime a new squad. Experience. Nice. Dude, we're Eskimo brothers with your dog.
Oh my God. We've both been slimed by that fat slut.
Hey, she's right over there.
She is just chilling right there. She likes it. Sometimes I talk to my dog and people will go like, hey, and I'm like, it's a dog.
Right.
Because I go, what's up, you fat dumbass? Let's go outside.
But they can speak English, can't they?
Sometimes I feel like they can.
Sometimes you reacts. You tell them stuff and they go like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go do that.
I think they just know sounds, the repetitive right. sounds of like up on the, like up, you know, she like knows the jump.
Right.
Because sometimes I'll be like, hey, I'm going to leave for a little bit and come back. And then I come back and she's like, I fucking thought you were dead. I thought you were fucking dead, dude.
I want to know the love of an animal.
This is what I mean.
I know, I really do.
Katie didn't grow up with a dog. She always loved dogs, but she never grew up with one. So when we got this one,
she's experiencing love in a whole... You know, like people talk about, like, you have to have a kid because you've never known a love like this.
Yeah. I think some of us are so broken that a dog will do.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I'm pretty sure I can understand what a different kind of human love is like. An animal's love?
Pretty good.
Sounds pretty. I want a. Me and my boyfriend kind of floated the idea of a gecko.
Can I say this?
It smiles.
Can I say this? Can I say this in a? And I mean this in a,
no, please.
A very positive way.
And don't say my haircut looks like I already have a gecko. And don't say.
I don't know.
Your
energy being a lizard girl makes sense.
I see. This is the one you think. I knew you were going to say that.
I say it is. You have lizard energy, and it just makes sense in a good way.
I knew you were going to say that.
You look like you've done this before. We go, no, just let him on you. Like you let something on you by like.
No, he's cute. Look, he's wearing a hat. Yeah.
No, but that's fun. I think get it where you can get it.
But this is my fear. I know fish people. What do you mean? Oh, like tank people.
Eddie downstairs. That cool dude you love?
I like him.
Fish dude.
The door guy, because he's got a fucking door guy.
Okay, yeah, I do. I'm 42 years old.
The first thing I said to you was you're rich.
Yeah, well, I live in a nice place, but I live with no kids, dual income.
I know.
What's up?
Bodied.
What's up?
What's up? Everyone I know is pregnant right now.
Really?
Yes.
Everyone I know is finding out what ailments their children have. Oh, the ice is thawed on the toddler ears. They're going, I think they have a violent streak.
Right.
Now, all my friends are, I'm very lucky, knock on wood, all my friends' kids are healthy and happy, but they are getting to like, most of them are in school now.
Oh,
no. I'm in my 40s, so my friends are all like, hey, but what is great about it, being the friend with no kids,
right?
They're fun to hang with now. I come in with a chaos that they go like, I love this guy.
Well, your voice is so shocking that I feel like if I was a kid and I heard that, I would, like, you would be the most faint. You would be a celebrity to me just because your voice is so
Thunderman
crazy.
Is here.
Yeah.
The Thunderman.
Yeah.
Thunderman came to our house and he knows my dad and he talks to me.
And like, if you're so small and down here and then a big guy with the craziest voice in America.
Craziest voice in America.
Because your voice does come from where thunder comes from. Yeah. For a kid is the sky.
I'm the Thor of voiceovers.
Yeah.
This is a real story. I went to Thanksgiving with Joe List and his family in Massachusetts. And, you know, great. Drinking or whatever. He's got a huge Irish family. His cousins come over. They have a two-year-old. And I go, hi, how are you? And she went, meh. Like my voice
the
fucked
voice
her
of
up.
God scared her.
And she was like, I mean, I think she's like 16 now, but I sure. remember being like,
she can never look at you the same.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I felt like a monster. I was like,
oh, have you ever seen me. Like a tchotchke on the shelf rattle because you spoke too loudly?
That's how I make them dance. All those men dance when I talk. I
go, literally, when we did that show together at Radio City,
we both did. We both opened for Stav at Radio City Music Hall.
And say it, you did more time than I did. Say it, one woman on the line.
I think so.
Well, I was doing that thing. I find myself like going, maybe it's like the like melatonin hangover that I feel like I have every day of my life. I just walk through my life kind of really not thinking about what I'm doing while it's happening.
From the perspective of going on stage at Radio City, we got there late. And Radio City is a giant,
yes.
for people to understand, it's giant, just a dome. But it's a dome that you look and it's just a wall of people at
yes,
one end.
Yes, tall and skinny, just like us. Come on. Hey,
lank energy. We like it. We like it. But you come like from the side of the stage and the reveal is like shocking.
It's shocking. And I said, like, I was just like.
Oh, shit. Like, it opens up in a way that you're like, what? And I've been lucky to do other big venues because of my friends, Madison Square Garden with Shane.
Crazy brag. Just crazy the brags. Brag. You
all my friends. My friends have the biggest rooms. I don't. My friends, the wow, biggest
you
rooms.
You live in a pretty nice apartment.
I had to live in Queens for 15 years.
I know that's right.
It was a payoff. I'll take this apartment. I earned this shit.
There's something about like when you go to Madison Square Garden, though, you're like, you have to walk around such a big circle to get to a door. You know it's huge.
Sure.
But something about Radio City, you're like, I just got off the train and I ended up here and I like wasn't thinking. He added me last minute because, you know, that's how you guys always add women to your shows. Really last minute.
And we go, fine. Fine. Put a chick on.
Is that even a chick? I can't tell.
I'm so mad my friends have wives. My fan friends have wives. Now, this is for, here's one for the ladies.
Hey, y'all. What's up with shopping?
Give a couple receipts, then get your ass off stage.
Women do be shopping. Women do be
what
shopping.
What if that's how you freed society from podcasts? It was like, it happened where there's like, at the podcast center, they're like, something's happening.
Joe Rogan shoots himself in the head because I said it.
I'm in my bunker, bro. This bullet's alpha brain. Just on the window.
Because I said the one thing that broke the sound barrier. Women do. And I can, in fact, attest as someone who just, not to brag, got off an airplane and I came from traveling. And my suitcase was overweight because I did be shopping.
Girl problems. But you're right. You come into the...
Come off the train. I'm not thinking.
And where they have you come in is like a tiny hallway. You go in a weird elevator like your cattle.
And then
they let you out.
And I'm like... I wasn't thinking. And I was just like, oh, yeah, I'm doing Stav show. Put on like the worst outfit of all time. We were all talking. First of all, I couldn't find the green room. And so I'm like looking all over for the green room. And then I hear like... Oh, have you guys seen WWE Raw?
3-5-4-5. I've got a callback to be done.
Really good. I was on the way here. I was like nervous. I was like, he's so fast.
No.
I'm scared. Yeah, you have analogies very fast.
I was a lonely child.
So you were sitting thinking about analogies.
Just building them. Just building it in my brain. I was just building analogies. I was talking to Katie and I was like, dude, Sarah absolutely is the girl that in high school we would have a group project together and then we become fast friends.
No.
Where it would be like after the project, and I'd be like, we made some other girl do most of the work while we were having fun, fucking around, making fun of people. Where I go, oh, you know, it's like absolutely. When I hung out with you after Stavi's show, I was like, that's how it felt. I was like,
I felt like I'm doing your podcast, right? And you were like, yeah. And then I realized, I don't actually think you asked me to do your podcast.
It was funny as it was in the works.
It was in the works.
He was there, and I was like,
but
oh,
then
Sarah,
we were hanging out, and I was kind of like, I don't remember.
I think that is a genius way to get booked, though.
I'm pretty sure I'm doing your podcast.
What if I? I think that's actually kind of a way to go.
Like hanging out, having fun.
Just hanging fun and be like, when am I doing your podcast? And they go, next week.
We're like hanging out on camera, right?
You did the bus with Stav.
Yes, I did. And I broke my weed sobriety on the bus.
What made you want to do that?
I couldn't sleep in the coffin. I was getting shook.
People either really sleep really well on tour buses or I don't.
No.
The second it stops moving.
I'm going to say the most offensive thing that's ever been said in the history of microphones and cameras. I believe if you I know.
It's summer and it's time to go swimming. Dude, it's swim time to get your cannonball out. Shave your back. Get ready to jump in the pool. 40-year-old, did you just hear my breath right there? I like sucked in my throat. My throat skin hit it. I was like, listen, chubby shorts. I got a pair a couple of years ago when we were on the Fully Loaded tour with Bert. And I was like, what are these shorts? I just liked the pattern they were. And then I swam with them for a summer and I was like, oh, these are my shorts. Then I found out you can adjust the thigh length, which... maybe you got great thighs. If you have powerful quads, you're going to love chubby swim trunks. They're going to show off that little fold over the knee. Unfortunately for me, stick legs. So I go with the longer ones, but I still love them. They dry quickly. They let me go from, you know, jumping in the pool to having a hot dog on the side of Jay's pool completely dry in no time. That's the best. Ooh, I love that summer's back. It's going to be so fun. It's going to be hot as hell, but with some chubby shorts, you're going to be looking nice going swimming. So don't wait. For a very limited time, shop Chubby's biggest sale of the season for $45 and under for swim trunks, shorts, and pants, plus up to 65% off clearance. All you got to do is hit up chubbyshorts.com, grab your favorites before they're gone. If you missed the sale, don't sweat it. Use our exclusive code. This is very exclusive. You want to know what it is? SODER20. Yeah, I put that together myself. For 20% off, give your thighs the VIP treatment they deserve with Chubbies. Support our show and tell them that we sent you. Factor Meals is here. Listen, there is, as you get older, you need to start eating vegetables. That's what I'm learning in my 40s. I know that's something a child probably knows. But you need to start having some big kid meals. You need some vitamins, some nice, you know, cut down the red meats. Maybe just get a nice protein-based diet. Mediterranean will use Factor Meals because they can build around your goals. If it's weight loss, if it's overall nutrition, that's mine, more protein. Every meal is crafted and with functional ingredients, and Factor bans 175 plus ingredients, no artificial colors or sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no refined seed oils, just nutrition dense food. Fresh, never frozen, over 100 rotating weekly meals, including globally inspired flavors, like I said, Mediterranean and Asian. They want us to read it like that, but it is funny just to go, and Asian. So there's always something you're going to look forward to. Head to factormeals.com/soder50off. Use the code soder50off to get 50% off and free daily greens per box with new subscriptions only, while supplies last until September 27th, 2026. See website for more details.
I believe, wow, you've been stunned silent. I believe if you sleep well on a tour bus, that might be evidence of a chaotic womb.
You're saying.
It's like.
Let's take it back.
Yeah.
Let's take it back to the 80s.
Yeah.
Someone's mom is pregnant.
Yeah.
Doesn't, maybe no, first trimester.
Right.
Jazzercising. Yeah. Jazzercising, stepping, pulling. Yeah. As Katie likes to quote when she talks about Jane Fonda's workout tapes, very controlled.
Very controlled. Very mindful.
Very relaxed. You're saying the baby getting sloshed around.
Do
in
a
there.
Little crack, do a little meth, go to the club, hop around.
Dancing. And then they're like, I can't sleep. And then they put them on a tour bus and it returns them to their chaotic womb.
Yeah.
So what happened? So you're saying we had normal wombs.
Yes. Thank you, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
I actually was doing crazy shit in the womb, by the way.
Like backflips?
I saved my mom from the first 9/11.
I don't believe this. Yes. From the 1997 bombing of the World Trade Center?
93, but thank you for thinking I'm 21 or whatever. That's why you're my friend. There was a bombing.
Yeah, in the parking garage.
Yes,
yeah.
And my mom was working there at the time. I'm kicking in the womb. She's going, I don't feel good. I'm not going to come into work today.
Damn. And then those guys with the U-Hauls down in the basement.
Uh-huh.
Damn.
And how old were you when that happened?
I was 10 years old.
Oh!
Yeah, I was already in the Freedom Force. I was sent in to fight them. When that attack happened, you know what happened? They came out to my ranch in Colorado. They landed with a helicopter.
And they
said, I had a toothpick in, and they said, "You're the most dangerous 10-year-old in the world."
And they said, "We believe that 9/11 just happened." So.
And I went, "I've been playing Nerf guns with my friends in the street for this. Is there a staircase I can hide up?"
You were SEAL Team 0.4.
Yeah, that would have been a 90s comedy movie where they're like, "They're Navy SEALs, but they're 10. The worst thing they got to worry about isn't Al-Qaeda. It's puberty. It's boners."
Was your voice like this when you were 10?
Yeah, I had a deep voice. My voice was so deep that this is like, you know, obviously before the internet or whatever. Aww. I used to love action figures. Shout out. Still put them up on the bookcase.
After all he's done. After all he's done.
He sucks. He does suck. But this is like... Listen, you weren't there, man. Hey. You weren't there for Hulkamania in the 80s, brother. Hey, it sucks so bad. How much I know he sucks, but just being like, dude, from 1 to 10 years old, I get why people are religious, because you're like, he was my Jesus. He was right. Just like, is there a bad guy? Well, guess what? The bad guy's going to hurt me.
Right.
Then I'm going to Hulk up.
And do that sound into the mic again. Awesome.
He used to, my dad would be like drinking. When we were, I would like rent tapes, you know, because like we didn't have the money for pay-per-views. So we'd rent the tape, and my dad, and I would like want to watch the Hulk Hogan match. And my dad, I always remember, would be drinking, sitting there watching, and he thought it was so funny when Hulk Hogan would Hulk up. Do you know what hulking up is?
He would take his shirt off?
No, that was the beginning. He always did that.
Okay, okay.
But then when he was getting beat up by the bad guy, there'd be a moment where he's like, wait a second. Your shit doesn't hurt me anymore. And
wow. He'd be like,
and then they would hit him and he'd go, you, whole crowd would yell it. Big.
Wow.
My dad thought that was the funniest shit in the world. Awesome. Where he's like, so he's just shaking off punches and he's like, and I would be like, it was the first time I was like mad where I was like, will you just let me enjoy this?
Wow. But, so this explains the like bottomless comedian black hole in your heart.
Yes.
Is you always needed to figure out how to make dad laugh.
Yes. Hello. That's been the fuel source. How do you not diagnose that early on in your career?
Oh, of course.
That's why all these people are like, back in the 40s, they're doing drugs. It's like, yeah, because they didn't have therapy. They didn't know why they were doing all this crazy, erratic shit.
Oh, are you in therapy?
Yeah, what are you not?
Girl, twice a week, please.
Twice a week?
And he tried to get me 5.
That's just a guy ripping you off.
Well, of course, he can do whatever he wants to me. He's my therapist.
Well, now he's got his fingers in deep. Are you going to get fucking Stevie Nicks? Are you going to have like 10 years of on Klonopin and then we're going to have to free you from
No, that's the problem. No medication, just dream analysis and like... I'm like this too.
You lay down on the couch.
I'm like that.
You do the stereotypical.
I'm literally like that. I'm going like, oh my God, the spider in my dream was like the symbol of the monstrous other. Like, you know, that's.
Yeah. You know, how long have you been in therapy for?
Who has the time to know?
Since like you were a kid?
No,
Jewish parents put kids in therapy.
Not long. There's like a, you know, like I had like a tough guy dad who was like, it was like,
run
it out. Bro.
That overrides the Judaism's understanding of therapy.
Yes. Is the Long Island. Yes. Yeah,
the 12 tribes understand the importance of talking to somebody.
Yes.
Of getting your feelings out.
Yes.
But the Long Island.
Yes.
That nitrous.
If you're
goes
depressed,
over all of it.
Like go, if you're depressed,
work
go
out.
Walk it out. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If you're hungry, eat a piece of cheese. If you're thirsty, eat an Altoid. That was big.
That's really big. Yeah, an Altoid. Can I tell you, I was always the kid that would eat stuff for attention, you know, for like.
Right.
To be funny.
And this is the other how you became a comedian thing. Yeah, okay.
And I did 15 Altoids on the back of the bus in 8th grade. And even you saying that, I was like.
I think that gives you diarrhea, doesn't it?
No, it just makes you hurt your sinuses, everything. It just like,
makes
my
you
God.
Horny, like crazy.
Yeah, I became emphatically horny.
If you go to the Lifesavers sugar-free, the spearmint Amazon user review page, they all say that those gave them crazy diarrhea.
Well, they were doing that with, there was gummy bears
that they were taking
the sugar out and people were like, so I'm just shitting my brains out right now. Yeah. That is like, we don't think about in history how much diarrhea was happening during important events because they didn't have the refrigeration, they didn't have stuff where they were like, Benjamin Franklin was like, oh, this, I'll tie this. Yeah, I gotta. Whew.
This is so interesting. Howard Zinn's history and people's history of whatever. You got it right. Dan Soder's like diarrhea history. America.
Like maybe there's some iconic moments that are even more iconic because they had the trots.
Well, that's, and every iconic moment must have been really stressful, which
breeds
you're
diarrhea.
Not Jewish at all.
No, I wish, man. I'm one of those
you
kids.
You don't wish.
Dude, when I grew up and everybody wanted to be black, I just wanted to be Jewish so bad. My dad was like very funny, and you know, we loved comedy, and he was big into Mel Brooks.
Oh, of course.
And for some reason, my family, like my dad's family, even though they're Swedish, used Yiddish.
Sweet. Oh.
Because they are like, it's just like a...
Like slangly or yeah, like, sli- yeah.
Like they would use Yiddish slang.
Sure,
in a way that I was like, that makes zero sense because they were like Episcopalian.
Oh, right.
So you're like, I don't know why, but a lot of like Yiddish slang was my dad would use and my dad would use a lot. So it was really...
You're like, I'm fluent in Yiddish, which is why I can wear your culture as my costume.
That's exactly it. But I wanted it.
So you have bad. Such a like, you, but your relationship to diarrhea is so strong. I was convinced that maybe you were one.
Oy vey. You go, you can't say that. You have no, to you use the soft Y.
You have the pass. You have the pass.
You're giving me a bar mitzvah pass.
You got a bar mitzvah pass.
I've been wanting my pass forever. L'chaim. Oh my God.
I'm just like,
now
believe.
I have opinions about Israel.
And no. Say it. There's three cameras.
Yeah,
this
now.
Is a very porn. You know what? All podcasts have a porn setup.
It does. It does feel like that where you come into a room and everyone's like overly nice and you go, hey. Now let's get to the nasty shit.
Hey, a lot of diarrhea. Talk, yeah. White yeah, walls.
Tongue kiss my dog.
Your dog mouthed me.
Okay. As we progress, the end of the podcast is me giving a full, sincere apology to you with Myrtle out here. Like, Myrtle, I need you to look her in the eye.
I was orally raped by a dog named Myrtle.
Myrtle, the old lady name.
That's cute. Yeah. How did that happen?
She's named after a bot on a video game.
You know what? I just wish she did.
I know.
Yeah, I just wish she did.
I wish I didn't.
My boyfriend's addicted to Slay the Spire right now. Does this mean anything to you?
No, I'm playing Ark Raiders still, which is a different video game, but that's a level of like video gamedom that I respect. Does he play on a computer?
He was playing on a computer, and
I go in the room and I see one of those hard drives with the lights on the outside, I go, oh,
he does not. I would not let that into the house. Come on, what do I look like?
A lizard girl. That would let that into the house.
God, got me.
No, but is he, how much time is he putting in on it?
Well, I keep being like, stop. And he keeps being like, you literally don't understand. This is like famously, everybody's like literally addicted to this game. And I'm waiting for like someone else to be like, no, seriously. Like,
do you have to put like screen time restrictions on?
Yeah, and you know how Netflix does that thing where it's like, are you still watching this? Yeah. It's your girlfriend coming in the room and being like,
gaming.
That, I don't know, but he's like, no, you don't. Like, but you don't understand why it's addictive either because you don't play it.
No, but I understand the addiction of video games.
I don't.
It's like you can get into it, and then it's just. Like,
I've had a video game controller in my hands, and I've been like whatever playing, and been like too anxious that I have to throw the remote.
Really,
because it's like
Did you grow up with video games?
No.
That's why. People grew up with video games.
I wasn't like, a virgin loser, so.
Well, hold on. Yeah. People, they usually say that people. Are, well, first off, you can get pussy and play video games.
Well, I've seen. I walked into my boyfriend playing Baldur's Gate. I've seen the big green pussy, okay?
Yeah, there is crazy shit in video games where you go, you do make this for guys that don't fuck.
I walked in and I said, you're having sex with a big green woman. This is cheating. Well,
guess what? Baldur's Gate defense.
You like this too.
Baldur's Gate is like, you got to jump in. I kind of just want to pick up my video games and play for like a half hour, an hour, maybe two, if I'm playing Ark Raiders at Huey Lewis.
In the news?
Well, I can't bring the whole news. I can't bring the whole news to the video game. I only can bring Huey. But I'll play for like 2 hours and feel like good, and then I'll go do so. But Katie plays video games too. So if she's into a video game and I'm into a video game, That's what we did during the pandemic.
What do you?
She goes, girls can play video games.
But what are you guys playing?
We play Rocket League. That's what Myrtle's named after. Shout out the bot Myrtle and Rocket League, which is like car soccer. We both played Red Dead Redemption 2.
Okay.
We both Ghost of Tsushima.
During COVID, I liked watching my friends play Resident Evil.
Great. Scary, spooky.
Scary, cool.
Very
awesome.
Fun game. She got super into Call of Duty during COVID and was like nasty at it.
The thing that started Columbine or whatever.
Girl, as someone that was in the state during Columbine.
Oh my God, were you there?
I wasn't at Columbine. I was at the high school 2 weeks before it happened. My friend's sister was playing in a high school.
You are a celebrity.
Not really. Oh, actually, I'm not going to lie. Because of Columbine, me and my friends were on the cover of the New York Times on the Sunday edition. I swear to God. We went to the memorial and we put down flowers and some guy took a picture and it was like, I'm standing in the back. My friend Chad is putting down flowers.
Yeah, you're not Jewish. You had friends named Chad and Denver. Yeah,
and Danny and Joel and Michael.
Wait, can you guys do one of this goes on YouTube? Can you do one of these things?
Bloop, bloop. Here. They'll put it right here. They'll put the picture.
Here's his Columbine picture.
She's trying to get out. You can't talk about Columbine without getting the dog
she
involved.
She can't speak English.
She knows. She's an Eric Harris girl. And I'm a Dylan Klebold boy. We kind of just fight over it.
Which one's the trench coat one?
Both of them are the trench coat ones. Right. But Eric Harris was the psychopathic leader, and Dylan Klebold is believed to be the follower. She read Dave Collum's book, Columbine. It's fantastic.
Did he give himself like a drag name to name himself after the event?
Dave Columbine. Dave Colum. I'm Sprouts McBitch.
Oh, his gay voice came out.
No, get it, lock it, send it to everybody.
I feel like you, before I interrupted you, like for the millionth time.
No, I love that. I do it all the time.
I thought you were going to say some statistic about how people who play video games have sex.
No. Yeah. No.
That's what I thought.
I wish I had that. No, I was just going to say, people who play video games, it's not as... Hey, it's summer. You're going to, want to probably... I'm saying it's summer everything, even if it's not. Because you know what this is? This is ZocDoc. What does ZocDoc have to do with the summer? Nothing. I don't know. Maybe you hurt your ankle on a sprinkler coming out of the ground. But if you... By the way, I know I'm joking around here, but if you did, guess what? You could go on ZocDoc.com and find a doctor that's in your network to specifically fix your ankle for rolling it or more on a sprinkler. Even if you just move to a place, you're out, maybe you make your own slip and slide with a garbage bag and you go over something that tears your stomach. It's horrible. I know it's a horrible thought, but you need stitches, right? Well, you go to ZocDoc, boop, 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 find somebody. Bam, stitch doctor. I'm just saying things that aren't real. You go to a stitch doctor. No, what I mean is ZocDoc is a free app and website that helps you find and book high quality in-network doctors so you can find someone that you love. When you're ready, you can see the real-time availability, click to book instantly, no phone tag, and there's no waiting around. Appointments made through ZocDoc happen fast, typically within a day to 3 hours of booking. They want me to say 24 to 72 hours, but I'm gonna say a day to three. You can even score same-day appointments. That's ZocDoc.com/Soder. ZocDoc.com/Soder. Thanks, ZocDoc, for sponsoring this message. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Cash App. Hey, I know there's a lot of money platforms, and some of them are like, what do I use? I recommend Cash App, financial service platform. It's not a bank. The banking services are provided by Cash App's bank partners. So you go, okay. But what you do is when you get a Cash App, you can bam, give your friend, you need to pay your friend back for, going Dutch on that dinner. Hit it. Hit him with the Cash App. That's what happens. And also they have security. So when you get the Cash App card, not only do you get access to a ton of perks and benefits, like exclusive early access to nationwide concert pre-sales, but you also can lock and unlock your card from any time in just one tap. If a suspicious transaction pops up on your card, hit them with it. Lock it up. Cash App has your back by automatically declining the purchase and sending you a heads up to confirm it's you or not. Behind the scenes, you can rest assured knowing that your account is balanced by protected 24/7 fraud monitoring. So spend time with peace of mind with the Cash App. Cash App. And new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use the code SECURE10. Right? You thought it was going to be Soder. It isn't. It's SECURE10 in their profile. Or sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial service platform, not a bank. Banking statements is provided by Cash App's bank partners. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures. Damn, I really thought I was going to get that. I was just going to say, people who play video games, it's not as nerdy as it was. When I was like in the 90s, in like before the internet and shit, if you played like computer games, you could be a fucking nerd. But now it's like everyday Joes be gaming.
Right.
Your boyfriend's probably a normal guy.
He's so cool.
You know, he probably breeds lizards or whatever you guys
do. Well, this is why we're not getting a lizard. Because did you know that the gecko, if they get stressed out, they like chop their own tail off?
Yeah, but then it grows back.
But then I don't want to be dealing with a tail.
I think that's way less more traumatic than like a hamster eating its babies.
What do they do? Well, like, who's getting it? You think I'm a hamster girl? I don't think you're a hamster girl.
I would never call you a hamster girl.
Thank you. You scared me when you called me a lizard girl.
Oh, no, no, no. Lizard girl's like, you're cool. You'd probably hang out at skate shop.
Yeah, but it's kind of pick me. Girls with snakes. Oh,
no,
girls in high school.
No. Girls with snakes are trauma victims.
Right.
Girls with snakes are not pick me. Girls with snakes are like, who? Who did it?
Right.
And they go, this is my dad's friend. And you go, totally.
Totally.
That's a python? Totally. Just go back
there. Right, you're reclaiming the phallus?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Totally.
That's fucking twice a week, dude. That's laying down on a couch. That's
I was having recurring nightmares that I was on tour but sleeping on park benches and then waking up and someone had scratched my back and blood was running down it.
Jesus, that's very detailed.
No, you don't dream? You don't remember.
I've smoked a lot of weed over the years.
I don't. I got my dreams back.
Yeah.
I got my dreams. You got to get them back.
I did it a couple years ago. I quit for like 6 months, like 2 years ago. I quit for 6 months. And those dreams were gnarly.
They're speaking to you, Dan. They have something to say.
I'm sorry I've told this story before if you've heard it, but
I haven't.
I've told this story before. But I'm going to have Sarah tell it. I used to not smoke weed when I'd visit my grandma. And so
I was trying to tell her.
I liked it. I actually thought you were going to go with it. I was a big fan of it. But I used to not smoke weed when I'd visit my grandma. And I remember like the third day in, I had a dream that a guy pulled a gun and I wrestled it away, but I shot him. Like, you know, on TV where they're like, oh. And then I ran.
Right.
And I was wanted for murder. Mm-hmm. And it felt so real that when I woke up, I like had to sit up in bed with my feet on the ground, like in TV shows where they're like,
oh, to be grounded.
Yeah. Like I had to like ground my feet to be like, okay, so this is reality. Cause that was so scary.
But it was so awesome the way you were doing it. You must have felt.
No. I was like, oh my God, I killed a guy. I'm going to walk around knowing I killed a person.
Your unconscious was trying to speak to you, Dan.
Yeah.
Your unconscious uses violent, shocking imagery to.
So what did your therapist say when you laid down on the couch about the scratches?
You know what? This is the problem. He doesn't.
We're going to find out you're getting ripped off.
I am.
It's going to be the scene. You know the scene in Something About Mary where the guy leaves while Ben Stiller's telling and then he comes back in and
yes.
He's finishing eating the sandwich. Yes. He's like, oh, that sounds. That's what's happening to you. You're laying down.
I love the guy. I really do. He wears Air Force Ones.
That's crazy. I don't need it. I need Hokas.
I need Hokas
or New Balances. I need it. Or, you know what? Preferably, Skechers slip-ons.
Right, Skechers slip.
The ones.
That would be insane.
No, because listen.
That
he's
would
up
be
here.
Insane. You're right.
He's up
right,
here thinking
right,
about
right,
emotions
right.
and dreams.
Right.
He's just got to put his feet in and click in his little heels.
Right. Putting on Air Force Ones and a cardigan, he's like trying to have sex with me.
What are you trying to ball out?
He's trying to ball out. He's trying to ball in me.
Yo, Sarah, that's crazy. That's really crazy that your dream is. You know, I was down at the wreck on Sunday. I went left. Guy tried to collapse on me. I kick out to the outside. My boy hits a three.
Obviously, you know, it took me like 45 minutes to understand you were talking about sport.
I was slowing it down.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, I did like kitchen Spanish, like the way the line cooks would talk to me. They go, poquito. And I go, a little. But you, like, wearing Air Force Ones at a therapy session is also too much of a flex.
Yeah.
And being like,
Like, oh, I get shit. You.
Are those the sevens?
Like, I'm cool. I'm cool. Also, he laughed at something I said the other day, and I was like, how dare you? Like, well, I was being hilarious.
Oh, well, that, you can't.
But I was being hilarious, and then he was like, but he's not allowed to, like, show, like, human. That's emoting.
How
he
old
emoted
is he?
At me.
Oh, probably. Emoting is necessary. I made my therapist cry. I've got him a couple times. I've got him a couple times, dude. What's up? Because he's going to make me cry all the time.
What did you say?
I just told a story about the first time I saw my mom. Like, it was like, I was in my 30s, and it was like the first time I saw my mom be in love with my dad for the first time in my life.
You're going to make me cry.
Was when we were driving to my grandma's apartment, and my mom was like, I haven't been here since the 70s. And then she like, or like early 80s, and she stopped, and she's like, I loved your father so much. And you're like, and they hated each other when I was growing up. So it was like a weird moment, and it was much longer and much more in detail.
Totally.
And he knows all the story.
Totally.
But he got misty-eyed, and I was like, are you? And he's like, it's a very sweet moment that you got to experience. And I was
fucking brag, making your therapist
cry. And I was like, and I only did it. 14 years, I only got him twice.
What was the second? You don't have to say.
I forgot what the second one was. I just remember that one, because I was like, damn, dude. You've been breaking me. You've been cracking me open this whole time.
God damn it. I've never made him fucking cry. Actually, I wouldn't know, because I'm...
Does he make you cry?
Girl, come on. You know,
I'm a lay down crier.
A crumpled up cup on the side of the road. Yeah.
That's what I explain to my guy friends that refuse therapy, because they cry about shit where I go, buddy, that shouldn't trigger you. Like a guy stealing third base and getting away with it. And they're like.
But you know what? I have been moved to tears by a sport game.
Yeah. Sports, when it's at its best,
right.
Makes you very emotional. Angry.
Well,
but also very like, that's where I think you can find common ground with your tough Long Island dad.
Yes.
Is like, he loves the Rangers so much.
Yes. His ringtone on it. No, what his, he gets a, help me out.
Notification?
He gets a notification on his phone for every time the Rangers score a goal. That's the sound. What's the sound?
He gets the horn.
He gets the horn on his phone every time they do something.
I love that. There's like, I watch sports and I go like, oh yeah, it's one of the only bonds I have with my dad.
Yeah.
It was like we both, the sports teams we liked.
Uh-huh.
But then I watch Katie's brother and her dad bond over hockey, and I'm like, I love this. I watch it, I go, look at this. That's where men are allowed to be emotional together.
Right.
Where it's like allowed to like hug and like, one of the craziest things I've ever seen was I was working at Hilarities in Cleveland.
Awesome.
The
name.
Night they won. Yeah, you've never done it? It's a great club.
No. Would love to be booked.
Nick and Scott, if you could. The Cavs won the NBA championship.
Uh-huh.
That Sunday night I was doing a show, like, but the club's like down the street from the arena.
Uh-huh.
And I came out and it was the streets for filled with men hugging each other.
Aww.
That was what it was, where they were like, they were like crying.
They need that.
Because they hadn't won a championship in that city in 50 years. It was great.
I like never, I think, you know, I have a little brother and my dad, they were always, you know, sports guys my whole life, like whatever. And I never paid attention because I was like, no, like, I like music.
Like, yeah, you're like, sorry, I like the arts.
Yeah.
You guys are just bashing each other's heads into it.
And I'm a fool.
You fool.
Look at what I missed out on.
Fool.
I
said,
literally.
It's a good ballet.
It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful ballet.
I missed out on all this. And then.
I could probably sell you right now on professional wrestling. How much time you get?
Well, I'm sold.
WWE Sox.
I'm sold.
Was your dad a big... He's a Long Island guy. Wrestling's big on the island.
Too gay.
Okay.
Too gay.
I understand that.
My dad, he's a hockey addict. And then even...
Yeah, this, hockey guys are tough. They're tough guys.
And then I took them to a... Yeah, I took them to a Rangers game.
I know. That's the flex, though. I
took them to a Rangers game.
That's why I think Lauren Michaels' entire purpose on this earth is to get
me closer to my dad.
Yeah.
Literally, yes.
I read his biography. His dad died.
Did they
when
mention
he was a kid.
Me or?
Yeah, pretty heavy. Talking about Chevy Chase. Oh! He's an asshole. His dad died.
Yes.
And so it makes sense on why he does a lot of his shit, because he's like, I'm going to heal that wound.
And I don't even have a father wound. And I'm like, Papa?
Everybody does.
Right, right.
Fast. No one that has parents doesn't have some damage.
Right.
Right. Because that's why I didn't want kids. Because sure, it's a love I'm never going to feel. I'm going to do so much damage that I'm unaware of. Where they go, you remember how you love video games? Well, now I have to be choked to come. And you go,
crap.
Should have put you on Arc Raiders with me.
I wouldn't let my kids know about cum their whole life. I wouldn't let them know about it.
You, like it was like a huge accident. Like every time they came, they're like, and you go, shh, shh, shh. No leaks. We don't have leaks in this house.
That you can't be a parent. Can you imagine being a parent and then your kids are out there coming? It's disgusting.
Dude, I told this story to Kyle Kinane, but my mom, I'm the only child, single mom, and we grew up in the house. And when I started, I used to jerk off into my underwear.
Oh, no.
And then my mom would do laundry. And one time my mom went, you know, cum smells.
No.
Like that.
And I was that
like,
was supposed to discourage you?
Well, it was kind of the aware of like, hey, maybe you stop.
She said cum?
It's semen? I don't forget what she said. She goes, you know, jizz.
She goes, I guess that's less mom style.
Yeah. My mom's not like, she's not proper. She's
right.
Like, you know, she's like a lady. That, she's also not like got a fucking dip in. Like, here's what happens. Cum, you know, it's mostly salt. Even though it's, but it's like she always talked to me like a little adult.
And so she said that to you so that you would feel so guilty that she would have to
deal with
it.
She was kind of me going, that was her going like, cleaning up your cum.
Right.
And then you go, gotcha, Kleenexes.
This was like.
Throw them away.
That's actually beautiful. There was a pregnant girl in my high school health class who raised her hand and said, why does cum taste salty? And then we all went, ha ha.
And she was pregnant?
Yeah, she was pregnant. And we were like, ha ha, and you know what cum tastes like.
Yeah, well, maybe you should have got over that and you wouldn't be having a kid at 16.
No, here's the thing. Her pussy could taste.
More.
I
pregnant in a health class.
Tough.
Might be.
And she asked what she was like, my doctor said my cervix was dilated. What does that mean?
Yo.
Yeah, it was tough.
What is your, did you go to public school?
Yeah, of course.
Public school though. That teacher's not built for that.
No.
He goes, I'm the football coach. So, hot hike. I don't know what to tell you, miss.
It was odd because they, you know, what's DARE for pregnancy? What's to scare people away from having sex?
Sex ed.
Right.
That's pretty much what they're just trying to freak you out by going like.
But we were freaked out.
They show the video Miracle of Life.
Yeah, that was. That was crazy.
That's like the first time where you see a pussy publicly.
Right.
Where you just go like, yo.
Right.
And not know it. Everyone, even me, the guy that got kicked out in the hallway that was always like, we're going to see a pussy. Right. Even I was like, right. Oh, this is very medical.
Yes.
And it is.
And it's like a Cronenbergian nightmare. Yes. they get teared right open. Yeah,
that baby, that's an 80s baby. They made that movie in like the 70s or 80s where there was no like thought of the mother.
Right. There was like a hella fluoride in the water. That baby's fat.
Yeah,
that baby's come out.
That baby came out like a bottle of water from a pack you don't want to open on the end. It's just like, cah!
That baby came out like Freddy Krueger clawing through the wall.
Oh, I used to be so scared of Freddy Krueger.
Because he could rape you in your dreams and that's why you don't dream anymore. There you go.
Have I been raped by Freddy Krueger? I don't think so. Sorry, Freddy. No means no.
And this is a PSA for doing drugs.
Yeah. Rot your brain with resin.
You're going to like what I'm about to say.
You've said the most offensive thing ever in a microphone, and I'm about to like what you're fucking like.
My brother.
Yeah.
During the, we were sitting around the TV watching. I have a little brother saying, little, he's 28, sitting around the TV watching the Winter Olympics. He described to me Miracle on the Ice.
Oh, 1980, the USA beating the USSR.
Mere description.
Yeah.
Sobbing, crying.
How great is that?
It's the most beautiful thing
I've ever heard. It's
great. I'm not going to do any research. I'm not going to watch the movie. Is Kurt Russell?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hello.
That was all I had to tell you.
Yeah, you got
to
watch.
You'd like it.
What's even funnier is when you find out like sports movies that I grew up with. And then you find out later in life that like the real story sucks. And you're like,
right.
Oh man, that was such a cool, the movie Rudy about, you know, he's like a scrappy little guy and he walks on at Notre Dame. Have you ever heard of the movie Rudy?
I just was explained the concept of Miracle on the Ice.
Yeah. Do you know Rudy at all? Are you familiar? Babe Ruth. This is great. Rudy is the story of a...
You're going to make me cry.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. But then I'll tell you the real truth of it, and then it'll make
me okay.
So Rudy, every man born that likes football born after, Maybe when does people stop watching Rudy? Maybe 95 people stop caring. It's a classic. A guy loves, his whole family loves Notre Dame. Sean, it's Sean, who's the actor that plays him? Samwise Gamgee from Lord of the Rings. Did you watch Lord of the Rings?
No.
What kind of nerd are you?
I know.
Because if you don't do that, I go to that. And then I don't know. Did you watch Stranger Things? No.
Sean Astin.
Sean Astin, little guy, loves Notre Dame. Can't get in there, goes to school, walks on the team, gets beat up, makes the team. It crescendos with him getting into the game and the crowd chanting his name, Rudy, at Notre Dame, and he gets carried off the field.
Well, what was wrong with him?
He was little. And why he's going to play for one of the greatest football teams in the world, and he wants it so bad that he won't give up, and he keeps going, and then he makes the team.
And
then
he gets little. In the game.
He's a little guy.
He's tossed around like a little ball.
A little ball, and then he gets up, but he wants it so bad. And then they pick him up. They go, Rudy, Rudy.
Didn't produce a single tear. Yeah. Nothing about.
You know what? I'm going to do a movie watch along with Sarah Sherman. We're going to bring back the movie watch alongs, and you and I are going to watch Rudy.
Oh, I like that. This is my problem. I never get to talk during movies.
Oh, dude, we'll do a movie watch along where all you do is talk while you watch it.
I would love to talk through a movie.
We'll smoke weed, too. I don't know if you still have your broken sobriety.
I can't. Weed is the hardest drug known to man. It's harder than crack. I can't do it. It's literally harder than crack.
What do you mean? Because you're so addicted to it?
No, it has psychedelic properties.
Well, now they
experience ego death on a weed mint.
Yeah, that they have really made it too good.
No, it's not good. It's bad. They made it too crazy bad.
Maybe I can find you some 90s swag. You know, I'll pick some sticks and stems out of it. And then we can roll it where you get the very silly, happy, very hungry,
right.
Very sleepy. That was the swag thing.
Right.
It was like, smoke it. Very giggly. Red, deep red eyes. Hunger. Deep sleep.
I've only recently had the weed that makes you stay on Stav's tour bus.
So what made you break it? You just couldn't sleep?
Well,
We're finishing topics.
We're two big mouths are going to finish a single topic. And then I have another question.
Back the name on of an the, episode. Two big mouths.
Can you fit your whole fist in your mouth?
I used to be able to. I don't think I can now, and I don't have dental, so I don't want to try.
Oh, you don't want to trigger your TMJ.
Yeah, I don't want to fuck up. Can you?
I was just wondering about it because we said big mouth.
Yeah.
And I know we weren't talking about the cartoon.
I take bites that upsets Katie.
Right.
Where I take bites and she goes, yeah. Like, we'll be having Mexican food and I'll do a giant chip with guacamole. And she's like, the whole thing. And I'm like, yeah, I can do that.
Right, you unhook your jaw like a snake.
I don't.
Do you have this problem? I have a problem where I will just keep. And now it's going to sound like I'm a copycat or a follower. Well, I'm not. Okay, I'm not.
Yeah, you're indie.
You name.
You're underground.
Yeah. Name three Sarahs. That, whatever. Name whatever. You know what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Whatever. But if I try to keep pace with anyone I'm eating around.
That fucks you up?
So, like, if I was eating with you, I would just, because we'd be talking or whatever, and I'd be eating to just keep up with you, and then I would be taking these big bites. And
so you would try to take big bites
just
to keep up?
But it's an automatic response, just because, you know, when you're, like, eating and you're having fun, you're like, whatever.
Or
like,
when you eat fast and someone eats slow and you feel like a pig. Yeah. And you're like, were you eating at a normal pace and I'm just a savage
Right,
asshole?
I was filter feeding in this restaurant.
Or if everyone else eats and I don't, I feel like I've just been talking the whole time. Which is
why would everyone be eating and you're not?
Just because you're like telling a story.
Right.
That's what I mean. I go, oh, I am talking.
You aren't watching your weight.
No, I go, oh, I've had too many bites. Katie's going to be mad at me. She's going to hit me. But we almost.
I was going to ask you a question.
We almost closed the circle.
Tour bus smoking.
Weed.
But I was going to ask you a different question. Sports movie. We'll come back to this. Wait, this is what my best friend Jack Bensinger, if he has a thought and he wants to remember it, he goes like this.
Put a pin in it.
And he holds it. That's like, great. I'm holding the thought.
Oh, that's great.
All right. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, that's nice.
I'm outing him for being a little autistic.
It's great, though. I love his brain power games.
Literally, we were at, I think we were seeing, like, 28 years later, Bone Temple or something.
Sure.
In the middle of a movie, I see him go like this.
That's great. That's
Isn't
great.
That great.
I fucking like that. I think we need to start holding on to that thought.
Dude,
so hold on to that thought.
Okay.
And what's your question?
sports movie. Is there a Chris Benoit sports movie?
What's the movie? That's a nightmare.
Well, I guess
Chris Benoit murdered his family.
Well, I'm saying it's like the only sports movie I think I would care about.
Oh, can I tell you where that gets a little choppy?
Because that's he murdered his whole family.
Well, yeah, well, he didn't choppy. He strangled.
The kids.
Yeah, he killed his kid. Killed his kid with exercise. Yeah, he put his killed his kid with like exercise equipment. Put the thing around his neck and then like broke his neck. Oh yeah, it's horrible.
No.
It's a horrible, horrible thing. This is why we can't make a movie. Is this what the movie you wanted?
It's the E True Hollywood Story movie. One.
That's where I would think you'd be able to do it. It could only be done as a Dateline or a 2020.
Or a Quentin Tarantino, Inglourious Bastards, The Kids Killed.
Oh, that's sick, dude. He goes, here's what I want, okay? The kid's not dead, okay? He's out of it. His feet are bare, okay? Yeah, really dude, good. If he made it back, like an alternative history.
Yes.
Where Chris Benoit was like, bon voyage, my child. I don't know why I'd make him French-Canadian. I think he's from Alberta. He's from Calgary. But the kid would kick out.
Yeah.
Kill him.
And do the whatever Hulk smash.
Yeah, the Hulk. He would Hulk out.
What was Chris Benoit's move?
Diving headbutt.
Do he would do the diving
or the crossface crippler?
Oh my god!
Which, if you would like, I could show on Myrtle. I put her in wrestling submissions.
Crossface crippler.
Yeah,
maybe after too many.
Maybe he had a couple too many groundsmen. So, what broke the weed sobriety? Ping.
Wait.
No, but like you couldn't sleep, and then you went out to the bus.
And they were
like,
going to tell me more about Chris Benoit killing his whole family.
I don't want to talk about Chris Benoit killing his whole family. It's very sad. And as a wrestling fan, it was one of those things where he was so good at wrestling that when it happened, you went, fuck.
Really?
Yeah, because there's like a lot of guys that suck and they're shitheads, and you go, fuck that guy.
You didn't, but he was not. You
he
were
was
surprised.
Really good at wrestling.
Was he a...
Yeah, it was a shocking thing.
Heel?
Yeah, he was a great bad guy.
No one saw it coming.
No, he was like...
Because there are some guys where if I opened the newspaper and, yeah, let's keep
print
it a buck. Alive.
Let's keep it a buck. I read fucking...
There's some guys, if I open the newspaper tomorrow and I see that they've killed their whole family, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, never mind.
But this, you were surprised.
It was shocking.
Right.
They did a tribute to him on Monday Night Raw.
After he killed his whole family?
They didn't know. Him and his family were found dead. And then the next night on Monday Night Raw, they like did like a 17 bell salute.
Shoot.
There's like literally all the wrestlers standing there, and they're like, some of them are in street clothes and some of them are dressed with like their stuff coming off their arms, you know, like their flair. And they're sitting there like this, and they're like, dong.
No.
Dong. And then it comes out in the coming weeks that he murdered his family. And everyone was like, shit. So now you can't find that Monday Night Raw. You cannot find that. They scrubbed that shit.
My bad, y'all.
Oh, y'all. Turns out he was a family annihilator. My bad.
Dude, movie now, tomorrow. Let me play the wife. Please, please.
You can't play her.
Why? Because she...
She was all woman. Her name in WCW was woman.
Was she also?
Like she was like a manager, and she used to date another wrestler, and then she left that wrestler for Chris Benoit. They started a family.
Dude, this is a fucking movie!
But there's documentaries. You should go watch.
Right, facts.
Go watch Dark Side of the Ring.
Okay, shit.
Shit's fucked up.
See, I just want to like pull your little string, let you talk, girl.
Nah, girl. Listen, I'm a wrestling girly. I'm a murder girly.
Whose song was Ace of Spades?
Triple H.
See, that's my one wrestling fact.
He wouldn't come out to Ace of Spades. He'd come out to a other Lemmy song called The Game.
The Game.
It's time to play The Game. Because what's funny about that is, my phone is in here. That's what, when we were potty training her during COVID, that we would do a thing where I would play that song. Because when we would take her outside, we were training her. So we'd walk her outside. And then if she didn't pee, you come back in, wait a little bit, take her back outside, pee. But then when she does pee, you come back inside, you give her a treat. Being like, see, you pee outside.
Right.
So we were potty training her. And then every time I would go to do it, like the game song, I would play it. I'd go, Myrtle.
It's time to make the pee.
That might make her piss. I got to watch out. I go, let's go on a walk. That really reminds me of COVID. Because awesome. Every morning I'd go, it's time to play the game. And I'd play it and we'd go outside. Or I would do the, fuck, what band is that? I'm going for a walk. I think it's like, they're cool. You're a music gal. How do you not know that?
I bet you
think this band is corny too. I bet it's not a good
name. This might be guy stuff. I don't know about guy stuff.
Going for a walk is someone. You know what's great about podcasts is I know someone knows that song and is screaming it at their.
You fucking idiot! You didn't know that "Go for a Walk" is Willie Nelson's biggest Christmas album.
Oh damn it! Bad Religion.
Oh sure.
Going for a walk.
I hate to break it to you. I'm not a bad
religion. You're not a bad religion? Who's your favorite band of all time?
My favorite band of all time?
Yeah. Go
I guess
now.
Fleetwood Mac. I guess. That's pretty
sick. Have you seen them live?
I have not.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And now one of them, Christy died.
Yeah, may she fucking rest.
And hold that.
I'm still holding that.
Hold that.
May she fuck. Isn't that? I've never seen that live. Favorite band of all time. I don't know. Never happened. I don't know. Lindsey Buckingham was at SNL once.
Were you hyped?
I went crazy. And a security guard had to be like, no pictures, ma'am.
You're like, I'm on the cast. Did you know he was coming that whole
no,
day?
No.
Best way to meet someone.
Who is your biggest, you didn't know someone was coming, best way to meet someone?
That's a good one. Macho Man Randy Savage. I swear to God.
You saw him online at Pret getting a hard-boiled egg.
I go, what are you getting? He goes, I'm getting a salad. No, I worked at a radio station, and I went in to pick
right.
up. I went in to pick
radio
up.
Radio voice.
Yes, that's correct, Sarah. I went in to pick up my paycheck, and my program director was like, you should go in the production studio. And I was like, why? He's like, you should go in the production studio. And I opened the door, and it was Macho Man promoting his rap album. That one.
Oh.
Be a Man. Someone bought it for me on vinyl. I have it right there.
Awesome.
Where he raps and he talks shit to Hulk Hogan.
Awesome.
Be a man, Hulk. Shit rules. But
why did they have beef?
They were friends and then wrestlers. You know, they're like comics. They're messy.
There's one wrestler who has slid into my DMs a couple times. Can you bleep this out?
Oh, yeah.
Slid.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
He's a handsome man.
Hey, not bad.
Yeah.
Hey, he still got it, Sherman.
You go, hey, Sherman, you still got your good stuff. See how he feels about lizards. Geckos losing their tail.
See, I wasn't going to get a fucking gecko, and now you've brought it up so many times, I'm like, I have to get it to like prove a fucking point to you that I actually could be actually a cool lizard girl.
But then guess what? There's going to be that moment where you're a gecko. Maybe named Lindsay. I don't know if you're naming it after Fleetwood Mac. Maybe Christy. Up on her rock, enjoying a heat lamp.
Aww.
And you're going to see her smile. And you're going to feel good.
I know.
And then you're going to go in there and you're going to put your finger and Lindsay's going to crawl on your finger and you're going to bring it right here. And
I have a fantasy that
you're going to go, I get why I got mouth raped by Myrtle.
Getting mouth raped by a gecko.
No, not the insurance
one.
I
wanted to put her on my shirt.
Yeah.
With little claws in there.
Oh my God, did you just have her?
Brooch.
If you just had her at a table read, she just fucking.
Oh, I want one.
You go, Sarah, there's a new gecko policy.
So there's this thing where the gecko, you know, Paul Simon. And
he didn't. He used to have a gecko. It really was bad for the room. You understand.
If the tail comes off, what do you do with it? You bury
put it in your
it.
Ear. She's crying about it.
Why?
She's crying about the tail coming off. Let's hold on.
I'm still holding it.
Let's hold on to that.
Okay.
I think you put it in your ear like a cigarette.
We smoke it.
Yeah, you go. You go, let's get that lizard high.
What do people smoke when they smoke the toad?
That's fake.
It is?
I don't know. Smoking frogs?
You know about this. Toad venom.
You're just saying that because of his pants.
toad venom.
You're judging him by his pants.
Oh, and like I'd judge anyone for their pants.
Look how bad Myrtle wants to get out and mouth rape you again.
Because you played her peeing game song.
Dude, I'm actually worried about that. I was just thinking about that. It is real.
It's time to play the peeing
Smoking
game.
The toad refers to inhaling the dried venom of the Sonoran Desert toad, which contains the powerful psychedelic substance 5-MeO-DMT.
Miss me with that. Miss me with that.
Yo, dude, I ain't ever coming at you about lizard knowledge. frog, lizard, whatever, dog. If it's got web feet, I ain't fucking bringing it up to you.
Well, remember when you couldn't get a little baby turtle because they're illegal in New York?
Yeah.
Remember that?
What is? What was that?
I don't know. Because they have a disease.
Oh, maybe. Is it Legionnaires? That's in the water.
It. What is that?
Legionnaires disease?
So, like diarrhea disease?
I think so. Diarrhea throughout history? Put a pin in it. Sarah Sherman is fucking fantastic. She's on Saturday Night Live. She has an HBO special. She's also in
the new, please watch it.
She's also in the new movie Roommates on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Go watch everything she does. She's a lizard lady, and she's A-okay with me.
Oh my God, that was so fast.
Right?
I didn't even know it started or ended.
You're free. Put a pen in that shit.
Let's take a photo.
Was that an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? That was a fun hit.
You're so fast.
Ready? 3, 2.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are 2/4 of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.